Chapter 5. Why We Want You to Be Rich. Robert's View.
When Charles Wilson, then president of General Motors, was appointed Secretary of Defense in 1953, he was asked if he could make decisions that would adversely impact GM. He said he could, but that he couldn't conceive of a situation where that would happen, because for years I thought what was good for the country was good for General Motors, and vice versa. What he meant was that the two giants, GM and the United States, were intertwined. That is true today as well, though not in the same way it was back then. General Motors is in trouble, and so is the United States. GM's problems stem from the fact that its cars are not as good as they need to be, and the company has had management problems for years, and like the United States, has lived on its past successes, pushing problems forward rather than solving them. An example of how poorly managed GM was comes from the book Buffettology. According to Mary Buffett, between the beginning of 1985 and the end of 1994, GM earned in total approximately $17.92 a share and paid out in dividends approximately $20.62 a share. During the same time period, the company spent approximately $102.34 a share on capital improvements. This little example does not take into account GM's loss of market share, the number of employees who are not working, yet are being paid, an underfunded pension plan, and medical liabilities. In other words, just like the United States, the biggest car maker in the world is teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. Yet even though it does not make sense, millions of people are investing in GM, betting their retirement on GM's future, and listening to stockbrokers and financial planners who advise them to invest in blue-chip companies like GM. How can people be so naive? My answer? No financial education. Warren Buffett may have another answer to that question. A quote, "It has been helpful to me to have tens of thousands of students turned out of business schools taught that it didn't do any good to think." And that brings up another quote from Mr. Buffett that seems appropriate. "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Donald Trump and I are very concerned about the future of this country. We know something is wrong, just as we all know something more than the cars is wrong at GM. We are afraid this country and its wealth have been grossly mismanaged, just as GM is mismanaged. While playing games with the numbers actually benefits the rich, making them richer, the price is paid by the poor and the middle class. If you have been to Detroit recently, you know the place feels like a funeral home. Towns and businesses are dying. As businesses die, real estate prices drop, and families are hurt in more ways than just financially. So is what is good for GM also good for America? Is Detroit an example of the future America? Donald and I both agree that America has become complacent. This does not mean people do not work hard. What we mean by complacent is that people have come to expect the government to handle their problems, to fix the future. As a nation, we have come to put too much faith in politicians and bureaucrats. Many problems today cannot be solved by government, because these problems are beyond any government's power to solve. This is a global truth. This complacency includes the rich. Many big corporations are subsidized by the government. Many farms and ranches would not survive without a government handout. When it comes to retirement benefits, the President of the United States and members of the House and Senate all expect retirement money from the government. So when I speak of the entitlement mentality, I am not speaking only of poor people. In reality, there are more government dollars going to rich people than to poor people.